Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Kicking off the week, kicking the week in the face, getting your face kicked in by the week, whatever it is.
There's a lot of kicking.
There's all sorts of kicking going on. It's Father's Day observed.
Oh, my papa.
Yes.
To me, he was so wonderful.
Were you serenaded with this song yesterday? Monica, were you singing to your man yesterday? Broadcasting live from the She Shed right now.
Well, I didn't want to give him that gift, you know, singing.
Right, because he wanted a gift instead.
You want to save that for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like a big holiday. Right
real
there.
Special. You want to get down. You want to be, gathered around the Yule log, and then you can really sing. And just,
my papa.
We worship thee. Ah, so no singing. Anything else? Any dancing? Just singing?
We actually dancing in the kitchen.
Okay.
He had a great Father's Day. We started with breakfast in bed, me and the kids, we get up and make breakfast for them, all the, the pancakes, the eggs, the bacon, all that business.
Sure.
Yeah, and he was able to spend time with the kids, also take a nap and, get his Father's Day gifts. And then we had a seafood broil. So he had crab legs.
A broil.
Yeah.
A broil, yes.
I think I saw crab legs or something on your social media.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he had the potatoes, the corn, the crab legs. He had, shrimp, all that business.
Did he have a bib? Did he have a bib on? This sounds like a bib meal
here. No bib.
Yeah.
No bib. Got the bib.
He needed a bib. He needed with a little picture of the crab on it or the lobster or whatever. Yeah, that's good. Ooh, that's a good, you know what that is right there, feast. That is
a feast.
Yeah, he had a feast.
Father's Day feast.
Father's Day feast. Right. Breakfast in bed is one for me that I'm just not entirely sure where I stand on all of it. Because, would you like your breakfast in bed? I'm thinking, this is not really a table. Like, this is not a place.
You don't
want the crumbs. No, it's not a place I want to eat. It's not a place I want syrup to be around. That kind
of
thing.
That's a long-standing rule that my mother always had. Was that you do not put food in your bed.
Uh-huh.
So when I heard of breakfast in bed as a kid, I'm like, somebody's going to get a whooping. Don't you do that. Somebody's going to get a whooping. You bring that bacon in bed.
Who do your mother fights out about this? Bacon, greasy, eggs, runny.
Touching your pillows.
Cereal, a disaster to try to move in any direction. Yeah.
Yeah, he was really careful. Yes, because once again, Jared doesn't like the mess at all. But at the same time, just saying breakfast in bed, Father's Day. Yeah. Okay.
It sounds like a gift. It sounds like a gift.
Yeah. And it's a gift I don't think I want. Because even my wife was like, would you like your coffee in bed? I said, no, I'll come downstairs. I'll
be down there.
Yeah, downstairs.
Oh, you had a good Father's Day?
I did. Now, mine, of course, is the reverse. I don't get breakfast in bed because, this is the cook that we're talking about here. And I had also purchased a Father's Day gift for myself of a brand new flat top outdoor griddle grill.
Oh, that's right.
So my daughter informed me on Father's Day Eve. She said, I am so excited for you to make us pancakes in the morning.
Oh, she's awesome. Aww. She's allowing you to give out. That's great.
I know. She's selling it. She's putting it in there. My mother used to always do that when I was a kid. She'd make it sound like it was a treat or something when it was something you didn't actually want. She would always say, I saved the dishes for you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Don't thank me too much. Don't thank me too much.
What a wonderful treat. I can't wait. I'm not even going to be able to sleep tonight knowing that I have dishes waiting for me in the morning. But yeah, so I did the pancakes. It was just fun. I got to put the whole grill together and do that whole thing.
Oh, so the grill did arrive.
It did.
Because you were saying you didn't think it was going to arrive
until
today.
I did not. And I received a surprise message Friday evening from the store. And the store informed me that it was in. So I went and got it Saturday morning, put that bad boy together, and cooked stuff on it almost immediately.
Good.
So, yep. Because it was, I was suffering. Guys, I don't know if y'all understand, but I only had 4 grills going into the weekend. So.
Oh, that's right.
You had a finger without a grill.
Yeah, I just wasn't even sure how I was going to survive. So the fact that it came in, that worked out well. So yeah, we did that, and then we just kind of hung out all day yesterday. We had initially thought about going and looking at nature, Blue Ridge Parkway, that sort of thing. But I was unexpectedly productive on Saturday, where not only did I go get that grill, which I didn't expect, and I put that together, then I got into pressure washing stuff. And I just started pressure washing.
Oh, good gracious.
And if you've ever pressure washed in your life, Monica, have you ever pressure washed?
I have.
Okay. Now, it's sort of, it's a blessing and a curse, the pressure wash. Because when you start, Oh my God, it looks so nice.
It's so amazing.
Yes.
And it's kind of soothing to watch, and it's enjoyable for an hour. The problem is it takes 2,000 hours to pressure wash because there is no end. You want to pressure wash from where you're standing all the way around the earth and back to the other side.
And back to where you started.
So it all looks the same. Because otherwise you're like, well, where do I stop? If I stop here, there's the line. Like, everybody knows where I stopped. So you just keep going and going and going. And 4 hours later, I'm like, all right, I got to stop.
And next thing you know, your shoulder's hurting, your arm's hurting.
Yep.
Your back's hurting.
Yeah, that was the point in it where my wife said, I bet this is really soothing and relaxing. I said, sure, 2 hours ago.
Like, when we started.
Yeah. Where were you at noon? Like, that was fine. Now it's, I just want this to be over. Get out of here. So happy Father's Day. Observe to y'all.
Oh, my Papa.
Oh, Papa, celebration.
To me.
And your celebration is go back to work. That's today. It's
congratulations.
Monday. Yep. You're the breadwinner and you're the provider. Get up off your father butt and go do stuff. Come on.
Hey, people showed a lot of love on social media. I will say
Which
that. And I love seeing the love, you know, and all the pictures and stuff that people shared.
It's good to finally have some love, isn't it? Like a little love. So, yeah, shout out to all y'all. 52353. If you got anything on your mind, what's coming up next in the diamond, Monica?
This guy, he was denied entry into a restaurant.
Okay.
Why?
Why was he denied entry? I'm going to assume what was wrong with him that required him to not be allowed into this place. So we'll explore that next.
Hey!
A man was denied entry into a restaurant. What was wrong with this man?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
A young man by the name of Cooper.
Cooper.
Turning 18.
Cooper.
Okay.
Uh-huh. In Australia.
All right. Before you keep going with the story, I'm trying to think if I know any Coopers. I know one Cooper.
I know a Cooper.
It was a kid.
I know he's a kid.
And he was really cool. He's real Southern draw.
Okay.
When I had the camp, he would teach us fishing. So I think Cooper's a good name. I feel comfortable with Cooper right now.
Okay. Yeah, I know a Cooper. Yeah. He's a kid. I don't know any adult Coopers. I think all Coopers are 10.
Yeah. and then they have another name when they become a teenager.
Something.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well,
all right, carry on.
No, it is funny, like, those names like that, because Hendrix, you know, his bestie, Todd. You know,
so weird, like, for baby a kid Todd. To be called it's Todd. Weird.
I know.
Yeah, Monica once said that Todds are like stink bugs because you never see a baby one. You never see a baby
Ever.
Todd. They're only adults. They have some different name when they're babies, and then they become adults. Anyway, continue.
Yes.
What's up with young Cooper?
Well, in Australia, you know, it's the legal age to drink, 18.
Okay.
So Cooper, he wants to hang out with his buddies. He's going to have his first drink, and he's ready for it. He walks to the door of this restaurant, this bar, and they say, You can't enter this restaurant.
Oh, no.
He's like, why?
Why, mate? I'm 18.
He said, we are a mullet free zone.
Oh, geez.
Cooper has a mullet.
Okay. I don't mind it.
It is some kind of mullet. It is Joe Dirt. It is that mullet. And they said, we cannot allow you in this restaurant with that mullet.
Can they do that?
I don't know. I guess so. They did.
I don't know if they can, but it happened.
No, can you forbid somebody from entering a place because of their haircut?
I guess it's a prestigious type place or something.
I guess so.
Does Australia hate a mullet that much? The mullet is trying to make a comeback in sort of a sarcastic sort of fashion where people are growing them knowing that they look bad, therefore thinking that they look good, you know, that sort of thing. Because, you know, you think about it, there are some people that, you know, they look all right with a mullet.
This guy does not.
No.
Okay.
But it looks messy.
No.
Like, it's not even put together.
Let's see. Antoine's
He didn't even brush it. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
And they said,
like,
that in Australia, they're able to set their own dress code.
Yeah, he's got, like, bedhead on the side of his head.
It's not even Joe Dirt. It's worse than Joe Dirt.
I mean, he's got to at least put in some work on that thing. See, to me, the ultimate mullet is the guy from Stranger Things. He's got a glorious mullet. The bad boy on that show, Billy, is the dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he is like 1986 personified with the big flowing Zach Morris hair on the top and the long hair in the back and the porno mustache and the leather jacket. That's a look
right there.
This guy just looks like he forgot to get a haircut. And it had something to do with, you know, the coronavirus or whatever. But, okay, so in Australia, they can enforce a haircut as part of a dress code, apparently.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And like you said, I wonder if he would have brushed it down, like, or styled it, because he really did wake up with bedhead.
He looked disheveled.
It probably would have been a little different.
Is there a haircut that if you owned an establishment and you could ban one haircut, is there one that you would say, no, you are not allowed in? You get out of here with that?
Would you ban the Kate plus 8? You know, John and Kate, remember she had, like, the Kate? that haircut, like the kind of mean. It was like a mean cut.
That was fashionable for a minute. It was the Kate Gosselin. I know Monica always referenced Kate Plus 8, which is a reality show from 10 years ago.
I'm looking at it right now.
It was spiky in the front. It was kind of a lady mullet in some ways because it was short.
It reminded me of the lizard or one of the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
the ones that spit out like the acid.
Yes.
Yeah. Because they open up in the back. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's funny. Okay. I'm looking at it right now. I can see it.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of that one. I'm trying to think if there's any other haircut that I'm just so offended by. They'd be like, you have to get out of here with your feathered hair. Leave!
There's definitely one if I owned like a restaurant or something that I'd have to ban.
Do tell.
And it's the Jerry curl. I just, all the dripping.
Oh. It's drippy.
All the dripping.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to have to mop every shift change and things like
that.
I think
that's fair. Like, you don't have plastic on your seats and then you got to deal with this yet.
Yeah.
You don't want, you know what? I'll add in then, and it's a similar look, is it's not Jerry curl all the way, but there's that look that some people rock, and it's more women, but then also professional wrestlers, where their hair always looks like they just got out of the shower.
They just got out of the shower. Mm-hmm. It looks just wet.
Yes.
Like if you squeezed it, you could wring out their hair.
Right. It's just juicy. Ugh. And I don't know what that is because, you know, a couple hours later, they still look like they just got out of the shower. So, yes, wet head. That would be the one that I would pick too. And similar reasons. I'm like, look, we are serving food around here. We can't have juicy haircuts. So please, with your juiciness. Is there something about your name you don't like? We were talking about that with the Karens and everything. Oh, and men, you better watch out because it's coming up in the trending. They're trying to figure out what is the male Karen. They're looking for the name. Your name could be in danger. We'll explore that. That's on the way on the thing.
Start of the week, we got going on. I overbought for food this week. I can already tell.
Mm.
Overly ambitious.
That just means you have to overeat now.
Yeah.
I can't.
You have to make do.
I got too much. I got too many meals and not enough meals to do them. I didn't take into consideration that my daughter actually has her dance recital this week.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they're doing it outdoors and it's limited and they're spreading it out over two nights and you're only allowed like two people. Like, I got to stay home and watch it online one night so my mom can go. But I kind of didn't take into consideration the lack of meals that would be around that and the dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And I got too much produce. What I can do with all this asparagus?
Well, I mean, I'll take a meal if you want to, you know, bring one in.
You know what?
I'll take one.
Everybody will always gladly take a meal. You know, everybody are more than happy.
Yes.
Monica, are you not
offering?
Are you not hearing what I'm hearing? That he has too much food and something's going to go to waste. No. You hear that, don't you?
I'm going to let it go to waste.
Can't let it go to waste.
I will let it go to waste. Then this is a shout out to all y'all out there. And you know exactly who you are because I see you on people's stuff all the time or my own where someone posts like a picture of food and there's always that person. Uh-huh. Hey, where's my invite? Oh, you stay home.
But see,
all right?
I'm not that person. I'm not that person, Zach. That person waits to see that it looks good. What I'm saying is, Zach, I, Antoine Terrell, I trust you. And whatever you make, I'm open to. I'm not going to wait till something looks good. I trust you enough that I'll just take whatever you make.
I appreciate the sentiment.
There you go.
You're such a pain in the butt picky eater. I don't know if you'd even like half of this stuff.
Have you ever seen a post on Facebook and just showed up at the person's house? I have done that at a cookout. Like,
you
someone
showed
posted
up.
They were having a cookout.
Only you.
It's family.
It's only you.
You drive by, you like, well, just show up. Hey, what's going on? Y'all cooking out. I smell it. All right.
Wow.
What's going on?
This is why I don't post anything in my meals until I'm done.
After I've
eaten, it's all over. I even put it, it's a hashtag, Monica, the meal's already over. Like, I put that in there just so she knows to not go in there. Yeah, I got my mom does that stuff too with the invite and all these things. She came over yesterday for Father's Day and I showed her my new grill. And she goes, so when am I getting invited over for a meal? I'm like,
good question.
Well, it just got a week longer, just so you know.
Oh. That's a good question. You got plenty of food.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm here to serve the world.
I appreciate it. I mean, you overbought, so that's the thing you should do.
Yeah, y'all stay home. Hashtag meals canceled.
So whatever you decide to bring tomorrow.
Food bank.
I welcome with open hands.
Forget it. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Karens. Karens have it hard in any name right now. I mean, your name is the worst. Your name is suck. That's what your name has been transformed into something that just stinks. And dudes, you better watch out because they're trying to find the male Karen. Is there something about your name you don't like? Because there's things about Zach. That's what I don't like about Zach. Zach drives me crazy because, again, there are a couple different variations. But to me, Z-A-C-K, that's the normal
one. That's the default.
Like, that's the default. That's the one you see. But everybody I know never defaults to that one. Why do they always default to Z-A-C? Like, who would pick that one as
their default? Oh, I thought you were going to say the H.
I know. I'm more bothered when people put the H on there.
The H, Zach.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Like, I'm like, no. Zach? I wouldn't do that. Yeah, and I've gotten Z-A-Q before, too. Or Z-A-K. Who's Z-A-K? Like, Zack Snyder, the one movie director.
No.
But why do they not default to the default?
Yeah, the default is Z-A-C-K. Yeah. Zach Morris with Z-A-C-K.
Amen!
He is the default for Zach.
Right!
I like it.
I just don't understand when people do that.
I don't either. They go out of their way to be more difficult. Like, I'm not going to spell it the normal way. Let me try to figure out a different way to throw it in there. I will say this. Again, fortunately, Zach is not on the list of potential male Karen names.
Is Antoine?
Okay.
Antoine's too weird of a name for them.
So I saw the most creative spelling of my name yesterday. It was Antoine. So it's spelled A-N-T-O-I-N-E.
Yeah, that's a correct way.
It was spelled A-N-T-I-U-N. And so I just looked at them when I read it. I just looked at them. They were like, "Oh, I just tried to use like sounds." I'm like, "I don't know what sounds you use."
Oh, gosh.
Antoine,
Anti-Oon, yeah, Funyun. Yep. Monica, Zach, and Funyun Terrell here on the K92 Morning Thing. Coming up in the Scooplet. Now, this is a suggestion that I could get behind. This is an idea that's being kicked around for a second stimulus package / check. / thing. This one is interesting, and I am totally on board. Actually, there's no one that's going to say, no, I don't want to do this one at all. I'll explain. It's your thing in the morning. Well, I can tell you this much, Monica, as we head into this broadcast so far. If I don't sound focused right now, just know, Monica, that it is Antoine's fault.
It's his fault.
It is his fault.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. This is your fault. And because later in the show, we're doing the Monday Mount Rushmore of cookout sides, you know, your barbecue cookout sides. So now because of that, all I'm doing is looking at recipes.
Food?
Yeah, I'm looking at food. It's Antoine's fault.
Food.
I'm distracted.
I'm glad because you have extra food you said earlier. Yep. So
making me look at food. So if I sound distracted, it's because I am. It's his fault.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
I don't know if you knew this, but there's this thing called the coronavirus.
So I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's still going on. Happy Monday. It's still here. This is an interesting suggestion, and who knows if it'll actually go through, but some people seem to think that it will. There's talks of another stimulus package at some point.
I'll take it.
You know, everybody getting a check for something. Yes, I think most people are like, I'll take it. That's fine. This one, they're calling it the Explore America Tax Credit.
Okay.
So what they're suggesting is that this credit would cover up to 50% of a household's total vacation expenses up to $4,000.
Yes.
Wow, because I was going to go on a vacation. That was going to cost me $4,001.
Well, then you only get $2,050.
Well, I was going $8,000 vacation.
Then you get your $4,000 vacation.
I'm sorry. Yeah. My math was off. Where's my calculator?
Going? You're only getting half back, all right? You got to spend half. I think it's a great idea, though, because what they're saying is they want to encourage people to support the economy, hopefully support small businesses and stuff. So what they're saying is they would encourage you to go on vacation somewhere in this country, and you could get a credit of up to $4,000. So if you spent $6,000, you get three. There's your math, Antoine.
I found it.
You feel better
now? I found it, yeah.
I carried the one. I thought that was cool. And it would be for domestic travel, and it would include visiting restaurants. So I would explore America all summer long at restaurants. I'm ready for that one. Me and my mouth, we going to explore everything. So I thought that one was a decent little one.
It's something how you want to travel, and then at the same time you get there, you're like, now I'm nervous. Like, I feel like I would be nervous traveling, but at the same time I want to. Like, I want to have a vacation. I want to go somewhere.
Well, you don't have to go to Disney World. I mean, you can go
to a
cabin in the woods, and you can be even more socially distanced than you are right now. Don't you spit on a cabin in the woods?
It's all right, because I have a friend that just got back from a cabin in the woods, and I was like, okay, a cabin in the woods.
Were they writing a book? That's usually all you do in the cabin in the woods. You're like an author. You have to get away from everything.
I kind of wanted to go
to a cabin.
I was like,
I've already been quarantined.
Woods.
I don't want a cabin
exactly.
in the woods. Exactly.
So I want to get away. I don't want to quarantine my quarantine.
I do want to quarantine my quarantine, though. I want to be, I just don't want to have to deal, you know, that kind of thing. I don't want the mental energy. That's I'd be down with cabin in the woods.
Okay.
So judgy, the two of you.
What? I'd be down with nature, Snow White.
This is why I need a cabin in the woods, because y'all are stressing me out. That's what's going on. Let's see what else. Here's the, they always love to call it, this is the latest toilet paper. That's what they try to put that out there.
What?
This is the latest toilet paper, meaning the thing that you can't find anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is the news media tries to hype it up for a week, I think to boost sales and whatever it is. And then we move on to the next thing. They're saying the newest thing, the new toilet paper, is change. We don't have change anymore.
Like nickels and
That's
dimes?
A lie.
Right.
Who wants it?
Who cares?
I don't want, exactly.
Well, because
somebody wants, what are you going
to
do with it?
But sometimes you have to make change. What they're saying is that stores are having a hard time having loose change on hand to make change when people pay.
Look at the ground.
Look at the ground.
Just give me a store credit for 48 cents.
Go to a drive-thru.
And add it to my next
thing. You drop change, you like, leave it.
So they're just, if you need change, they're going to tell their customers, okay, we owe you another 6 cents, so just get on your hands and knees and crawl around, and eventually you'll find it.
If they don't have it, I'm like, oh, that's fine. I don't care.
I mean, like, being completely honest, if it's less than 50 cents, just give me a store credit. Like, I think if it's more than two quarters, I think I want my quarters.
Who's going to put a store credit for 48?
It's going to add up at some point. At some point, I'm going to have like $6 worth to get me a burger.
You're going to lose. You're going to lose all those. You think you're going to have your little stack of IOUs?
No, it's adorable. It's going to be on a card. It's going to be on a card.
I mean, I guess this is another one. It's supply chain. It's that same garbage where they say, oh, no, we have plenty of change. It's just the delivery of all the change. Well, then deliver the change. God, man, just deliver the stinking pennies. What's going on here? Antoine, are you ready to go back to a movie theater? Like, would you go back? Are you good to go back?
I think I am.
I know you want to go back.
I really want to, and they're supposed to be opening within the next couple of weeks. I think I am. I think I may wait like a week or two before.
Okay.
But like we talked about, I go matinees like on a Tuesday at 11 o'clock. There's nobody in there. So it makes me feel a little bit more comfortable.
You good with wearing a mask in
the
movie
theater? Yeah, I'll wear a mask the entire time.
I say AMC is backpedaled. They said they weren't going to do the mask, and now they say they are going to do the mask. And again, you know me. I hate the stupid mask. Wear it anyway.
Just wear it.
We're crying out loud. Uh-huh. And as my extreme logic when people roam around and say, I ain't going to wear a mask and you can't tell me what to do, that I understand that, and that's perfectly fine. But would you be comfortable if I coughed in the general direction of your child?
Yeah.
And I didn't have a mask on. I don't think you would like that. If I did that, if I burped and blew in that general direction, you would be mad that germs got shot at your child.
Uh-huh.
So vice versa, same thing. Wear a mask. I don't like it. And I can't wait for it to be over. Generation Z are most comfortable with going back to the movies. So that's people 25 and under. 60% say they want to go back as soon as possible.
See, and I think they aren't the brightest. They just got out of college. Now I'm rethinking my idea.
Well, you're next, 49%. It's about 50-50. The Gen Xers,
if you go to the matinee,
it's 42%.
They'll be still sleeping.
And the boomers say, lock the doors, we're never leaving again. That's
And I think for me it makes sense if I'm going to a matinee. I'm not going to a Friday, Saturday night type of movie.
Yeah.
If I can't see it
so you're good.
Before they start serving lunch at most restaurants, then I'm not going to go anyway.
Yeah. I'm just a big fan of my TV. I'm good. I like that thing. I'm ready to roll. Lightning Bolt is next. Fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Then they're on the hunt for the male Karen. Is your name in danger? Also, men are considered less attractive just by holding one thing. What is it? We'll explain in the trending. Now, we're getting some good suggestions of what the male Karen name would be. And there's one suggestion in particular I think is good. There's a bunch of people texting Chad, and I understand you text 52353. Yeah. Chad is the obvious one.
Yeah.
You say, oh, yeah, that Chad is the male Karen. But Chads are not busybodies.
Yeah.
They're jerkies.
They're just annoying.
Right. But they're not up in anybody else's business. They're just annoying. So that's the difference. There is a suggestion that I did not think of that's rolling in. So I'll explain that here in a minute now.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
Now it is the fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Antoine versus Monica in the game. Two different categories, 15 seconds in each of them, and just rattle off as many things as you can in the category. Shall we play the lightning bolt right now?
We shall.
Now, you guys have to understand, this is a big deal because bragging rights are on the line.
Okay.
Yes, very important.
I like to be able to brag.
So, Antoine, the braggart, will be the first person to go to the soundproof chamber. He will not be able to hear the category or Monica's answer. She will go first in the game. 15 seconds, Monica. Just rattle off as many things as you can in this category. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our settlers, right? Our ancestors, whatever, back in the olden times. So start thinking about back in the olden days, all right? Maybe this is the stuff that they complain about or talk about or that you learn in the history books. You have 15 seconds, Monica, to give me stuff our settlers had to do. Ready? Go!
Pick vegetables. Take care of laundry. Build a house. Comb their daughter's hair with nothing, their hands. They had to go fishing with a net. Mm-hmm. And they had, oh gosh, that was terrible.
All right, not bad. I gave you all of those, five. I thought you were going to say comb the hair. You know, those big, old, weird-looking combs, the ones that look like they're made out of a whale, that kind of thing. But I'll accept bare hands also. That'd be a good one. In my day, we didn't have combs. I had to comb your hair with my hand. Okay, you got five. So let me get in. Net. Just throw that net out there. Come on. Good luck. Okay, Monica got five. Not a great start.
But no.
It's a bit of an unusual category, so it does involve thinking a little
bit. And she got five.
Yeah, we're going back to olden times on this one, Antoine.
All right.
So, you know, the settlers, your forefathers, your ancestors, whatever you want to call it. So this may be the stuff they talked about, complained about, or you read about. Stuff our settlers had to do. Ready? Go.
Ride a horse, churn butter, grow their own food, walk to the neighbor's house, send a letter by pigeon, throw tea off of the boat, find new land, light a candle to see things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's a good job right there. You did good.
I know.
How many did I get?
You got eight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a fine performance there. Man, churning butter has got to be one of the biggest
I wouldn't even want butter. I would not even want it.
What?
It's
so good.
I'll just eat with it. But you have to churn it. There's no way.
Yes.
That's a lot of churning.
You're like an Oregon Trail and just put it on the back of the wagon and just let, you know, the ride take care of it.
So the ride's just going to churn the butter. Yes, it would be good in theory, but Monica, I know you completely lack the patience to churn your own butter. There's no way.
That is true.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way.
I mean, I'd buy you like a little, I'm sure there's a butter churner you can buy on Amazon and make you do that. You wouldn't do it. It'd be a waste of money.
No, don't bother.
All right, Antoine has gone back to the soundproof chamber. You've got your work cut out for you, Monica, so you need lots of things in this round. It can be done, though, because quite frankly, you can do this to just about anything. You have 15 seconds to give me things that you can fry. Go!
Oh, okay. Chicken, shoes, a finger. You can fry apples. You can fry Oreos and alligator and steak. You can fry pies and you can fry chitlins and you can fry bugs, ants.
I'll give you bugs at the buzzer. I did not give you finger.
Because you can accidentally fry your own finger.
You can accidentally fry your own finger, but and shoes. Did you say shoes?
I did, because kids like YouTube videos.
So no. No on fingers and no on the on shoes. But
and
you
no
got
shoe.
Nine. You got nine on that one. So not bad. Not bad at all. Antoine will have to get at least six. So let's see what goes on. Let me go get him. I'm not feeling good on your chances, though, Monica. Come on,
man.
Something tells me even if I give you those two mamby-pamby answers, you're still not going to win. We'll see. Okay, Monica got nine. Possibly 11. There were two terrible answers in there.
Okay.
So, possibly.
You know, we'll see. TBD on that one. As of now, I've decided she has 14. She has 14. You have eight. So you have to give me at least six. If you give me eight, then it doesn't matter on the mamby-pamby answers either. This one, there's a lot of options here because you can do this to just about anything, Antoine. 15 seconds to give me things that you can fry. Go!
Bacon, eggs, steak, chicken, pork chops, French fries, potatoes, bagels, I don't know, cake, brownies, Oreos.
Okay. It was close there for a little while. Yeah. You got 10.
Okay.
10. Okay, so good.
Okay.
So it erases Monica's two lousy answers. You know what, Monica? I'll give you those two answers anyway because you still lost. They were shoes.
You could fry shoes.
Yes.
Okay. YouTube, TikTok videos.
She said YouTube, TikTok videos.
I don't think I've ever seen that, Monica.
And your own finger.
You can fry your
By
own
accident.
Finger.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. All right.
You burn yourself, you fried your finger a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why the heck not?
I guess.
Well, you
All
know
right.
what? I gave you both of them, you still lose. Congratulations, Antoine. Woo! You are
Congrats.
The Lightning Bolt champion. The male Karen. What is the name that best describes the male Karen? And is it your name? Do you need to change your name? What's going on? We'll explain. We have some suggestions on text. I have some suggestions from the interwebs as well. Also, men, if you hold this, you're immediately considered less attractive to women.
All right.
So you don't want to hold this because you want to be attractive.
Huh. Okay.
What is it? Next.
It's the K92 Morning Thing.
We're going to get grilled here in a few minutes and not the good summer barbecue sort of way. The hot seat. We're all going to ask each other uncomfortable questions. That's on the way at 7:30 on the thing. Now, who's the male Karen?
The K92 Morning Thing. Trending top three. Number three.
The internet is trying to figure out the male equivalent of Karen.
I think I want to go with the name Charles.
You think it's Charles?
I don't know why, but Charles, is the name just popped in my head.
No.
Huh.
Charles doesn't seem meddlesome to me.
Right?
Oh, Alan. You think it's Alan,
yeah.
Monica?
Yeah. Stop being an Alan.
You know, Alan in Troutville is going to be very upset. He's
oh!
one of our most loyal listeners.
Dang.
Really, shout out to you.
Oh. I'm sorry, Alan in Troutville.
So the easy answer is Chad. You're like, oh yeah, Chad's the male Karen. But I just don't find Karen's a busybody. Chads are not busybodies. Chads are like, oh yay, they give you noogies, you know, that kind of thing. Chads are not the kind of people that call 911. They're the kind of people that you have to call 911 on because they're drunk and they're crashing through your front door. Like, that's what a Chad is. So we've had a bunch of texts. Someone has suggested Ronald.
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 Come on, Ronald.
Know. Nah.
We have Steve is another one.
I could see Steve being meddlesome.
Yeah. Bob. Bob's just too common. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Brad is the male version of Karen. That's what Brian in Withville says. We have a suggestion for Kyle.
No, I like Kyle's. I like Kyle's.
The internet.
I like Steve so far.
Steve. Steve is the leader.
Yeah.
The
internet has bridesmaids, been... where they were like stove.
Yeah,
like
stove. Some that have been kicked around by the internet include Jeremy, but then someone argues that Jeremy's are way too chill to be a Karen.
Okay.
Again, you got to find someone who's meddlesome. It's that name. Brett has been suggested. Brett. Brett has, you know, his hair is just kind of all over the place. Brett. Tucker and Brandon are some of the other ones that have been thrown out there. But we have a text, and I think this actually is, I didn't even think of this one, but this seems like the definitive answer to me, and that name is...
Carl!
Carl.
Carl!
Carl.
Carl.
Yeah, according to this texter, there's a lot of military memes where Carl! Constantly screws everything up, and he's definitely the Karen. It's been around for years. Have a great day, and don't be a Carl. Don't be a Carl.
Don't
I think it's Carl.
Carl,
Carl feels right to me because, again, you can go, Carl! Every single time it happens, you can shake your fist at that person.
I won't disagree with Carl.
Yeah.
I don't know if I love it, but I won't disagree with
it. Well, if you don't agree to it, then it's Antoine until you can come up with something better.
I go with Carl.
Okay,
I think Carl fits perfectly. I think Carl fits perfectly, guys.
Love a Carl!
Love a Carl, man. All right.
Number two.
Men are considered less attractive when they hold a cat.
A cat.
Hmm.
Huh.
Yep.
Monica?
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, women find men less attractive when they're holding a cat. They did this. 700 women rated photos, and when men were holding cats, they were seen as less masculine and less dateable.
There's just no...
Well, I thought you were getting a cat.
Who?
Then you want a cat, a pet cat?
Who?
Zach.
Who are you talking to?
Oh,
you.
Zach.
No, I have no desire for a cat. Why would you even say that?
I thought you were considering a cat.
What made you think that I was considering a cat? Please indulge me.
I thought I thought the family, they were in talks about a cat.
For some reason, I do vaguely remember, like, maybe your kids wanted a pet. I don't know if it was a cat. But
oh, my wife's totally jealous because our neighbors got two cats.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
She wants a kitty. Yeah, that does not count as me considering having a cat. What part of that sounds like to you that I'm considering?
Goodness.
Everyone trying to work me for a cat. No one's getting a cat in my house. No cats.
The family sent Monica a text. They're like, hey, Monica, if you could just throw this in there.
You know, I don't appreciate your subversive mind game techniques. I'm going to be uglier if I have to get a cat. We can't be making me uglier right now.
I just figured out how to get Zach riled up.
Man,
I know. Bring up him getting a cat.
Like, I'm already getting uglier just because I'm getting older in general, so I can't be holding no cats. Monica.
Number one. Wait,
weren't you considering getting a cat, Monica?
No.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Everybody knows that. Nah.
This is the hot debate of the day. Everybody is fighting over this. We need to get down to the real issues in this world because we have so many things that need to be settled. So let's settle it right now. What is the proper way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? That's
70% peanut butter, 30% jelly, and okay. You cut the sandwich diagonally.
Oh, yeah, I agree your sandwich. With that. Okay.
Yeah, for the peanut butter and jelly. For a peanut butter, maybe. For just a peanut butter sandwich, maybe not. But peanut butter and jelly, yeah, you cut it.
I think that, you know, I'm not going to disagree with that because then you're sort of, I don't know, there's just a better sandwich to mouth ratio when it's cut in that triangle. So the question, though, is, are you a peanut butter one side, jelly the other, put it together? Is it peanut butter and jelly on the same side? Or do you have a third method that when you're putting the sandwich together?
All right. I have my way. Monica, do you have
a way?
Who puts
it on the same side?
Okay. Thank you. All right. Just making sure we're on the same
page. Who does that?
Well, the argument is, and actually I think this one does make sense, is to instead of do peanut butter on one side and jelly on the other, they say that causes one side to have too much contact with the jelly, causing the bread to get a little soggy. Is to do your peanut butter on one side and then do a thin layer of peanut butter on that second side, then put your jelly on that thin layer as a protective barrier to your bread.
I could see that. Okay. For me, my sandwiches are peanut butter featuring jelly. So it's really the peanut butter's concert, and jelly comes out and does like two songs.
I'm not a huge fan of jelly either. You know, it's one of those things where it's just, I like a little bit of jelly, but you can have too much jelly. There's too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you went to a concert, like you only want to hear the Gangnam Style guy do Gangnam Style then leave. Like, I don't need a full album from that dude.
I don't want to hear other songs.
Yeah, he's jelly. Give me the one jelly. That's all I need. So you can weigh in 52353. Blow Your Mind is next. Then we sit down in the hot seat. The pressure will be on. Breaking news, everybody, or not at all. Social media is mad about something.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
It's exhausting trying to keep up with what we're supposed to be offended by or mad about these days.
That's true. It's a long list.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, social media is mad right now, but what are they mad about?
Okay.
Is it A, a tweet, B, a law, or C, a new TV show?
D.
Mm. All of the above.
Everything. Everything on Earth and every other planet and the universe. A tweet, a law.
I'm going to say a new TV show.
Let's go with some ridiculous law. Why the heck not?
All right. Well, both of you guys would be incorrect. They are mad about
a
tweet
that
was tweeted 5 years ago.
This is the other thing that drives me crazy right now is, yes, I think we should all try to be better people.
It gets more ridiculous, Zach. It gets more ridiculous. They are mad because scientists tweeted 5 years ago to the day that by today, they would have created living dinosaurs.
Okay.
Living dinosaurs. Okay. 5 years ago, they said by June in 2020.
And where are they?
We would have created living dinosaurs.
And instead, you created this. Well. This mess that we have. Okay, this one, actually, I understand why we're outraged. I'm outraged, too.
Yeah.
Forget it. And I was going to sit here and say, boy, you know, I hate when we're just mad about something someone said five years ago. No, actually, in this case, I am mad. Because you know what? They made a bold prediction. It wasn't just a fleeting statement 5 years ago that was okay then and is not okay now. If you're going to open your big fat science mouth and claim that we're going to get dinosaurs, and do you think maybe that's how this all happened is they were trying to build a dinosaur and they got Corona juice came out the dinosaur or whatever, Coronasaurus Rex?
What they said was 5 years ago, they said they would be able to create the Chickensaurus. They said the wings and the hands of the dinosaur are not difficult at all.
Okay.
The hardest issue would be the tail. That would be the biggest project But we've been able to do some things recently, as of 5 years ago, that gives us hope that we're only 5 years away.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? Now we look back on this.
We get
a dinosaur. Do you want a dinosaur right now?
What do we do?
A chickensaurus. We're going to eat the hell out of it. That's what we're going to do.
Those wings are going to be
big, delicious.
Delicious
wings. That's right. And this is why we ended up with the coronavirus, because our scientists were busy trying to build chickenosauruses. That's what happened. Speaking of the coronavirus, after nearly dying of it, this man has totally rethought his relationship with blank. Is it A, alcohol, B, his wife, or C, Satan?
Ooh, that was a drastic change. Satan! I'm going Satan, though.
You're going Satan.
That was a drastic drop-off right there.
I know. Yeah, Satan.
It's all about Satan, baby.
Correct!
Satan!
Yep. He's a heavy
metal...
Not today,
metal, Satan.
Not today. He's a heavy metal drummer in some band, and he was a Satan worshiper. Ended up getting the coronavirus. He was on tour. I don't know which band he was in, but their bands Death Angel, Exodus, and Testament were all on tour in Europe as the coronavirus hit. And this dude, Will, he's the Death Angel drummer, Will Carroll. And Will, sounds like such a nice boy when I say it that way.
I know.
Will didn't feel good. Will got the coronavirus. Will spent the next 12 days in the hospital, had crazy hallucinations and out-of-body experiences. And he said that he went to hell and saw Satan and had all these different things go down. And when he came back, he says, and I quote, "I don't think Satan's quite as cool as I used to." And he is rethinking his entire relationship with the Dark Lord.
Well, sometimes you got to reevaluate.
I suppose.
Will Carroll.
All right.
So sweet. So this woman, she caught her husband talking crap to his coworkers.
Satan!
Was it Satan?
Satan! Is it A, for not cutting his sandwich? B, not laying out his work clothes. C, not putting gas in the car.
So he was yelling at his coworker for doing this.
Uh-huh, she called him.
So he was saying, how dare you not, what were they again?
He was talking crap about his wife.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So he was talking crap to his coworkers about his wife not doing something for him. Okay, I thought he was barking orders to his coworkers.
I was really confused, yeah. I'm going with not laying the clothes out.
What were the orders again?
Okay, not cutting his sandwich, not laying out his work clothes, not putting gas in the car.
I think he's a big baby. Now, we all know no woman puts gas in the car, so it's got to be no cutting his sandwich.
And I'm saying not laying out work clothes.
A.
Zach, you are correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah, he was talking crap.
He didn't cut
my
sandwich.
She showed up to work, and the boss, his boss, her husband's boss, was like, yeah, your husband was mentioning how you didn't cut his sandwich. And apparently he had sent a text and took a picture of his sandwich and said, she didn't even cut it into triangles. What am I, an animal now? And so she got word that he was talking crap. Mm. So the next day she made his lunch and she cut his sandwich into the shape of a you know what male part. Yeah.
I like her.
She's
a little baby.
She's fine.
Cut my sandwich into triangles. Like, where does this guy work? Preschool? What's going on here? No, cut your own sandwich. You're a grown man. Good grief.
Try to get you going for the day and the week. Stay at home happy hours at 8 o'clock for upbeat songs. We're trying to find the male Karen. The Karen equivalent for dudes. Right now,
Carl!
I think Carl is in the lead. We have a text 52353 of Kevin, which would be interesting because we have our boss is named Kevin, and I almost want to support this one just to drive him crazy.
That would be good. Gosh. I cannot speak on this without my lawyer being present.
Kevin, Karen, they sound similar. Text 52353, Gary is another suggestion.
Yeah, I don't think I really enjoy the name Gary.
Not a Gary person.
Nah.
Shout out to everybody, Gary, listening. Bunch of suggestions for Richard. I understand where they're going with that one.
Yeah.
And someone who says, definitely Walter, which makes me wonder, what did a Walter do to that person?
I want to hear that story.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a story there, and I want to hear it.
All right, because I don't know a Walter other than Cronkite, and he was 100,000 years old. Like, I have no... Walter seems too slow-moving for me to really be the true meddlesomeness of a Karen.
I have a cousin named Walter, and I have never, to this day, ever referred to him as Walter. We call him by his middle name. We've never called him Walter.
Because I was going to say, we can call him Wally, which Wally is
we go by his middle name.
So, yeah, the leaders right now, I believe, are Carl and Kevin. Also, because then I have buttons.
Carl!
Yeah, see, it's better that
Sometimes
way.
Sometimes it make you break out in a cold sweat.
I like buttons.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Getting the hot seat now. As he shows some uncomfortable questions. It's a good way to start the week. Tension between friends.
Hot seat! Full questions! Hot seat! seat.
Yeah, get in the hot seat, sure. Why the heck not?
Make me think. Hot seat. Should I get in the hot seat?
Yes.
Will it make me think?
Yes.
Should I get in the hot seat?
Yes.
Will it make me stink?
Probably. Get ready for the hot seat.
Ow!
Ask each other some questions right now. Break it down.
Too
for your
hot.
Monday.
Too hot. Too hot in the hot seat.
I might have to shorten this.
I thought that was Antoine. Ow! I was like, good job.
It's so long.
I'm feeling it.
Hot seat.
Yeah. We're in the hot seat. Well, it was Antoine. He was feeling the hot seat.
I was
feeling it. You know how sometimes when people go to church, Monica, and they feel the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
And they get up. That's what it was.
He was
feeling the hot seat. Yes! We ask each other uncomfortable questions.
Yes.
In the hot seat. Last week, Monica killed me in the hot seat. And the week before, she sent me to poverty. I'm giving up. I don't even know if I have questions for her anymore. What do you even do?
So no questions for me?
I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
And I could save one till next week. But so, Monica, you get to go first. I want to put you in the hot seat right now. And it doesn't have anything to do with me or Zach. This is all about you, Monica.
Okay.
All right. So, Monica, you have two choices. Would you rather lose all social media for your eyes so it exists for everybody else?
Oh, but she don't see
it. But when you pull it up on your phone, you see nothing but a blank screen.
It says, sorry, unable to load. You know, you get that one?
So, would you rather lose all social media or every time that you have to use the bathroom, you have to get up and go use a gas station bathroom. Like you have to leave your house and drive to a gas station.
Oh my God.
So would you rather social media just disappear from your eyes only? Or you can only use gas station bathrooms. Like even if you're staying in the nicest of hotels, if you gotta pee, you gotta leave and walk down the street to a gas station.
You'll have to go somewhere else.
That's messed up.
And you have to go to those gas stations that aren't even brand names. They're just gas.
Yeah, like you gotta get a special key.
Yeah, get the key with the big wooden plank attached to it.
And you say, here's the key to the bathroom on the side, and you see spiders and some random person inside.
Yep. I think that bathroom is always outside too. It's never inside.
Always
outside. Always has a key with a hubcap attached to it.
Yep.
All right, which one is it, Monica?
I got to lose my social media. I got to call my friends and ask for updates because I got to lose it. It's gone.
Would they be able to give
you
her
don't
the
get updates?
No.
They'll talk. But
no updates at all?
It sounds like Charlie Brown's mother.
Won't even hear it. Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
So they don't know. They don't know. So they're going to share it with you. You're gonna be like, yeah, but it's going to sound like,
that's
wah,
how
wah,
I keep
wah,
in
wah.
Contact with everyone. Nope. You know what?
Yeah.
And I got a gas station. Mm-hmm. All right, I have to let go of social media. It's gone.
So it's still social media.
I can't. Yep.
I can't believe it was that hard of a decision.
It'd have been easy for me.
I was yelling, I think, for a lot of people.
I was yelling A before you even gave choice B. I'm like, A,
just
A,
take it.
Just take it. Take it now. A. Ooh. But you know what? You get clean bathrooms for your entire life, Monica. So that's good.
Yeah.
Would you like to ask a question since you've been put in a gross gas station bathroom?
Okay. Well, I'll ask a question. This is for you know, either one of you.
Okay.
Because I want to know if you had to pick, would you rather rip a toenail off
or have
your eyelid pierced?
Why are you...
This is a pain category. Which one would you pick?
All
I'm
of
just
your
curious.
Categories are pain categories.
No! What would you...
And what...
What would you do? Like the whole toenail's ripped off.
And
you know, like,
manner,
you seen those people?
In what manner is my toenail getting ripped off? Like, is
maybe
it
got hooked on a nail.
Something?
And I walked by, just, you know, peeled off. Y'all asked! Okay.
No, I didn't ask. I didn't ask nothing.
I asked.
You asked that. Oh,
and you can text in the 52353. Which would you pick?
Oh, no need.
You know, I should also add, if you do have any questions you want to ask us, and they don't have to all be would you rather type thing, it's fine if
they don't
are.
Have
I don't
to.
Really care. But if you even want to ask just rando questions about any of us, you can go ahead and do that, and it could be on this hot list or a future one.
Yeah.
Eyelid.
Your eyelid, because you know you like contacts, Zach. Putting in contact lenses, you can get your eyelid pierced.
Yeah, because then like the earring is constant, or the eye ring is constantly rubbing against my pupil.
Do I have to wear? Am I just getting it pierced? Do I have to wear an earring?
Oh, it's going to be in there. I mean, if you want to get it pierced, it's there.
I match like a hoop earring.
So I got to have a hoop in my eyelid that rubs up against my eyeball.
Uh-huh.
Well, then fine. Rip off the toenail.
I'm going with the toenail. I got to go with the toenail as well.
It'll that hurt. Wasn't that bad.
Listen to how happy
ripping
she
a toenail.
Is that we chose the toenail.
That's our first smile of the day.
I know. Why? Why so smiley all of a sudden?
All right, Zach, what you got?
I don't know. Okay.
Okay. This, you know what? This is a question for both of y'all.
Okay.
You can answer. Really, we can all answer this question. This is a question for anybody. Okay. One of these things happens to you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can see through your clothes.
Oh, okay.
All the time.
Okay.
Okay. So you've got clothes on, but we all have X-ray vision.
I don't know why I just crossed my legs like this is real life right now.
Look at you.
Like, wait a minute. It is cold.
Okay, so that's option A. Everybody sees right through your clothes all the time. Uh-huh. Or option B, they can all read your thoughts.
Hmm.
You know what? I was
born
naked. I
see my clothes. They can see through.
I was born naked. Ain't nothing to be ashamed of. I was butt naked. And that's just how they're going to have to see me.
You know, I guess at least in that situation, since you're aware, you'd be like, oh, you like what you see, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, I see what you're doing over there. Uh-huh.
Oh, look at you.
You like
just
this?
Gawking.
You want to do some lunges? Yeah, is that what you think?
No. You know what? I can't always control my thoughts. Sometimes I don't even realize I'm having a thought until I'm halfway into the thought.
Oh, you
and
know
then
what?
It's too late.
Let me flip the script on this one just a little bit. Monica, are you also choosing the clothing? Is that your?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to flip the script on this. So you think about this for a minute, okay? And it comes to thoughts, okay? Antoine, this question is for you.
Okay.
Everybody can read your thoughts, or you always have to know what Monica's thinking all the time. Aha! Uh-huh. Yes, think about that for a second. Which is it? Next!
Neither.
How do you turn this off?
Do.
Put in the hot seat and forced to make uncomfortable decisions. Antoine, Monica, Zach. Antoine is currently, his butt has been marinating in the hot seat for the entire length of that song.
It has been.
Now, what was it? Everybody knows your thoughts.
Everybody can hear my thoughts.
Or you got to hear Monica's thoughts.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one because, you know, love Monica to death. Her thoughts
are death.
I know the things that Monica says. Right. And I know there are things that Monica thinks that she's like, I'm not even going to say this.
Like, oh, I can't say that. That's too weird or too scary. So imagine what those are.
And do I get, by hearing her thoughts, do I get trapped in like her world, like a Monica type universe?
I feel like
I can't turn it off.
No, you can't. You can never turn anything
off. All right, so here's a question. Do I have to be like within certain proximity of her to hear her thoughts?
You always hear them. You're going to be home minding your own business, and the next thing you know, Monica's thoughts just, they come, I don't know, they come printed out of a little machine or something.
And I just have to read them out loud.
It's like one of those, it's like an old fax machine. Monica's thoughts come over on the fax.
Well, in the name of self-preservation, I still have to go with Monica's thoughts.
Yeah.
I can't chance my, like I said, my thoughts say sometimes.
Let me ask you this about your thoughts.
Okay.
So these are Antoine's thoughts.
Yes.
Who, one person, is able to read your mind and hear all your thoughts? And your choices are either me or Monica. Who do you give it to? One of us has to hear all your thoughts all the time.
Oh, man. Good gracious. This is, how many hot seats is in this room right now? Why am I bouncing from different hot seats?
Ooh.
You were just bouncing up and down like a pogo stick.
Who gets to hear my thoughts?
Yep. Me or Monica? Who do you trust with it?
I'm going to go with Monica.
Okay.
Because there's no way my thoughts, no matter what I think, can be worse than her thoughts.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Oh.
So, like, I think, Zach, there may, you could possibly judge, like, oh, wow, that's a deep,
that's,
dark one right there.
Dark, yeah.
Monica was like, oh, okay, it's Tuesday.
You know, Monica, I appreciate the fact that you're like, woo, woo, thinking you won. I felt like I won that he picked you instead of me. Like that, because I don't want to hear anybody's thoughts. Everybody's thoughts are just too scary, man.
I don't mind. I wouldn't mind. Like, we talked about it last week. You know, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, that's a superhero power that she would want.
Right,
or magical power.
She's weird. Text 52353. Maurice texts in. He asks, okay, so we have to get rid of either all steak. So all cuts of steak. Mm-hmm. You don't get steak no more. Or chicken wings. All types of chicken wings. And I'm going to guess the chicken tender or nugget would count.
I'm guessing that's
in
the
that one too. Which goes? That's what Maurice
says. I'm getting rid of the steak.
Chicken.
I'm getting rid of the steak.
You're getting rid of the steak.
Yeah. I feel like wings is just... The chicken items, they're more versatile.
Chicken's so boring, though, ultimately. I see what Monica's saying. Though, steak is one that I do get sick of from time to time. So I feel like I would miss...
You do.
I would miss the chicken wings. And, you know, the dietary, if we're getting into nutrition, they're telling me I'm supposed to cut down on red meat anyway.
Exactly.
And if all I have is red meat, then I'm probably going to die. I'm still getting rid of chicken wings, though. Forget it. Forget it. Out you go.
No, I'm getting rid of the steak.
The steak is just so juicy.
I know.
It's cooked right.
Ribeye.
So what are you getting rid of, Monica?
The chicken.
I know.
Oh, Monica.
I'm getting rid of the chicken.
Oh, so I'm the only one keeping chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yep, you and your nuggets over there. It's adorable. He wants dino nuggets. That's what it is.
Exactly. My barbecue sauce.
We have the stay-at-home happy hour. It's on the way. It's four songs to get you going. Also, backwards game today hosted by Antoine. That's coming up on the Thang. K92, Morning Thang. Monica, Zach, Antoine, the stay-at-home happy hour is about 10 minutes away. We're going to officially kick off the week, try to get you going, get you pepped up, get you feeling good. Backwards game hosted by Antoine next hour, as well as the Mount Rushmore of cookout sides. So, yeah, like barbecue, you got, what are your side dishes?
Yes. So not the hamburgers and hot dogs and ribs and all that. That doesn't count.
What goes with all of those things? Can we decide on a top four? We'll get into that now. The cool house.
Mm-hmm.
The go-to house. You always wanted to be the cool house as a kid, mm-hmm. or you always wanted to go to the cool house.
Yes.
But what was it about that house? What made it cool?
Where you were excited to go hang out there.
The number one thing, according to this survey, is a well-stocked pantry of snacks.
That is the go-to house.
Yep.
I want to go to James's house. His mother has all the fruit snacks.
Oh, man.
And the Kool-Aid Burst and the Sunny Delight in the fridge.
Yeah. All the bad drinks that I never stock up in my house. I'm sure my son, if he knew where Juice Box Academy was, he would go. Yeah, he would go to Monica's house because Monica's husband loves juice boxes. So
he loves them.
There's juice boxes all over the place.
That's called
portion
control.
And Ava used to have a random friend come by. And I forget the kid's name because he would come by. I'm like, who is this kid? He's like, hey, I'm going to leave my shoes outside. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, I'm here to see Ava. It was Ava's little friend from elementary school, and he would come over, and he would go into our snack cabinet.
What was that kid's name? Because he had a goofy name. And it was like, you know, Cecil. It was some sort of...
It was something like that, yeah.
That kid is sitting at home right now listening to the radio. He goes, my name is John. Right. It was Jonathan.
It's a normal name. It's in the Bible.
I feel bad because I'm like... But I didn't know him. Anyway, he was just, you know.
What was that little kid's name? I remember that because you would talk about it. He would knock on the door and be like, yeah, I'm here to see Ava. And you're like, who are you?
Jonathan.
Who are you?
Jonathan.
The go-to house. Did you have, was there something that just that personified the go-to house to you as a kid?
Yes. Okay. A trampoline.
Ah, yes.
A trampoline. Because like they were like few and far in between. That I would see them as a kid.
So dangerous.
Oh, they were so stupid.
Oh,
trampolines
horrible.
Are so...
Oh, they're the worst, so, yeah.
They're the most irresponsible thing that a parent can buy a child. Or a parent can buy a parent. But yeah, my next door neighbor actually had a trampoline. And so we would just be able to go over whenever we wanted and just jump on the trampoline.
Yeah, and I get it. Trampolines are so fun. But what Antoine is saying is you're basically putting an extremely high risk of injury right in your backyard.
Yes.
Hey, kids, let's potentially get hurt. Here we go.
And, the trampoline of my neighbor was kind of like on a hill. Like it was a little slanted.
Those are
my
favorite.
So if you didn't bounce
he wanted an accident. He was like, come on.
I saw one once. I went golfing somewhere. That's how long ago it was. It was somewhere around here in Roanoke. And you know, sometimes there's houses that are along the golf course. These people had a trampoline. And it was a severe incline. And the whole trampoline was angled right toward the kitchen window. I mean, a child could have easily crashed through the kitchen window.
Well,
I'm here for
ready
dinner.
For dinner.
Yeah, just ready.
Yes.
When
you know, as you talk about a trampoline, I'm like, I kind of want a trampoline just
no,
for
you
myself.
Don't. No, you don't.
Please. That's a bad idea, though.
Please,
right?
Lord, no.
Why would you want a trampoline?
Why?
I just want to go. I just want to jump. I don't want to jump on my furniture.
You don't seem like the kind of person that just. Wants to bounce. Like, I just don't see you as a bouncer.
I don't see you out there doing flips.
I want to go bounce.
I don't see you as doing flips out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I had a friend when I was little. I thought he had the go-to house because he got free government cheese. Because they used to do, you know, where they deliver it in the box?
Big block.
It was the big blocks of Velveeta cheese. And Lenny loved government cheese, man. That was his favorite thing. And I always thought they were so lucky as a family that they got this free cheese. And how come my loser parents didn't get us free cheese?
Well, to add on to your food thing, I used to love going to my friend's house because his parents owned a restaurant. And the restaurant was connected to the house.
Wow.
So anytime we would go over there, if the restaurant was open, I could just walk into the restaurant and be like, hey, can I get two hot dogs, fries, and a fruit punch? And my mother would just have to pay for it later. At some later point, my mother would just have to like square it up. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You were running up the tab.
Exactly. And so my mother would get off of work, and my friend's mom would call me like, so, you know, your boy was up here today. He got two hot dogs and coleslaw, so it's an extra 15 cents.
You know what's interesting is...
I like that.
As a kid, you wanted the go-to house, man.
Yes.
Like, what could I get in this house to have all my friends want to come over here? Dad, we need a trampoline. Dad, we need a pool, whatever. Now I've learned as a dad, what you want is to not have the go-to house. You want the go-away house. You don't want anyone to come over.
You want your house to be like a church. Nothing in it. Nothing comfortable at all.
Like, man, nobody wants to come over here. I know. Isn't it great? Love it. 52353. Text in on Cool House if you want. We have the backwards game on the way. But first, it's the stay at home happy hour. It is four songs that get you going for today and the entire week. That's next on the thing. If you have to deal with an insurance company, you have to contact Mark Skolrud. I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to. But on average, an injured person with an attorney gets 3.5 times more money than somebody who tries to deal with an insurance company on their own. So I would say you should at least look into your options with Mark because it is risk free. And I will explain. Even if you're not sure if you have a case, Mark had a recent client who was offered nothing. So that's the insurance company saying you don't have a case. And they settled for $225,000. He had another one where this person was dropped by a different law firm, told can't get you any money. Mark turns around and gets that person $50,000. He had a person in a motorcycle accident, got him $715,000. So in his career, Mark Skolrud has recovered over $100 million for his injured clients. So call 877-444-4444. And like I said, risk-free because the initial review of your claim, free. And if Mark doesn't get you money, you don't pay anything. So you have nothing to lose. Let him look at the case, and then you can decide. 877-444-4444. The Skolrud Law Firm. Helping people. It's what they do. Stay at home happy hour next. Tough
like that. The K92.
I think it's always important to remember that songs like that have no other meaning. It's exactly what they say on the surface. That is just a song. It's just like Whistle While You Work. Same exact thing. Nothing else.
The backwards game on the K92 morning thing.
We go backwards. In the backwards game.
Yes, we do.
We go backwards so much we say it two times. That's what it is. Jeez. Because you hear it two times, then you say it, and then you flip yourself around the other way. So it's backwards, and then you go forwards, and you listen to yourself forwards go backwards. That's why there's so many different words. This is.
I need a compass.
You do need a compass. Compasses are so dumb.
They're the dumbest thing ever.
Well, it's I get it if you're camping and stuff. You know, and I'll give it two. Because isn't that other thing with the pointy, where you stab your eye out? That's called a compass too, isn't it?
What?
You know the thing I'm talking about, Monica, that you used to get in...
Protractor?
Yeah. They don't call that a compass, too?
No, the protractor where you put the pencil in so you can draw a circle or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, protractor.
I thought there was a compass thing.
Who knows?
I don't know nothing. I don't math so much. I play Flow Rider songs instead. It is your host today, Monsignor Antoine Terrell.
Yes, and... So today's backwards game, it has a theme with, you know, everything opening up. People are now going out to eat more often.
They are.
People are going to restaurants. People are going inside of restaurants.
What?
And so the theme today is things that you would hear or you typically hear inside of a restaurant.
Okay. And it's almost, it's a refresher, I guess is what it would be. Because we all need to brush up on how does this all work out. What do we do in these here restaurants? Okay, so different things you would hear inside a restaurant. It's me versus Monica in the game today. I'm feeling pretty good.
You guys know, I loved how all of these things sounded backwards. Oh, so I'm good. Excited for how you guys are going to sound.
Round one now.
Reservation for two, please.
Ah, and I'm very official when I'm...
Reservation for two.
It's almost like I'm calling. I'm the queen's assistant, and the queen needs to make her reservations for two in the game. Okay, so it's me versus Monica. Antoine, who would you like to go to the soundproof chamber?
I think it was Father's Day yesterday, so Zach, you get to go first.
Okay. Almost thought the reward would be like, you get to go to the soundproof chamber where there's nobody. You just go and you relax and you enjoy. All right, Monica, go to the soundproof chamber, and I am going to hear reservation for two, please, two times backwards to see what I can spit out in the other direction. Here we go. Time one.
See, wish nothing to share for sale.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See if wish nothing to share for sale.
See if wish ever do sense.
Oh, you're French.
I'm trying to be.
You are French.
Did you know I lived in France?
I didn't know that.
I did. It was
headphones on.
everything you heard about the stereotypes and everything. And, they're not very nice there, I'll tell you that.
And just to help you in this game, Zach, we have two texts in the 52353 that says you are correct. It's called a compass. A protractor measured the degrees of an angle.
Aha! Y'all can kiss my math genius over here.
That's right.
I always hated geometry. It's my least favorite math class.
I'm like Einstein's friend that had a Nintendo, okay? It kind of rolled off a little bit when Al came over to play. I just remembered a couple things. We were reservations for two, please. But yeah, Antoine, I lived in France when I was in high school. I was an exchange student, and I hated it there. Okay, time one now. Monica Brooks, reservations for two, please.
See, wish nothing to share for sale.
Got a classiness to it. Time two.
See, wish definition of a show.
See, wish definition of a show. I didn't like that.
I knew you were going to say definition.
Definition.
I knew you were going to say it.
I didn't like it.
As soon as I heard it backwards, like whenever I recorded it, I was like, somebody's going to say definition.
The definition rather than she goes, definition.
Raffarass was
that. I don't like that.
But you never know.
You know what, Monica? Would you like a do-over?
No.
Oh, good, because I wasn't giving you one anyway. It was a trick question. The answer is absolutely no. Getting nothing around here. Okay, we were listening for reservation for two, please. We shall go to mine. It was?
Si wish ever du sens ever.
I had no definition in there. But what did I have? Reservation for two, please. I got a shoe, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was not good. But I feel like Monica's is more badder. We'll find out.
Let's see.
Yes. Two times. Reservations for two, please.
See, wish definition apparatus.
Definition for the apparatus.
It was as if you turned your own volume down at the end. How does that even work?
I should just
turn myself down. I'm just out of here. Reservation for two, please. Reverse. Is
reservation of a Jewish.
What were you saying, Zach?
I told you I didn't feel great about mine.
Can I hear yours again?
Reservation of a Jewish.
I gotta give this to Monica.
Correct.
I gotta give it to her.
I don't care. I'll win this next round anyway. It doesn't matter. That one wasn't very good, so it doesn't matter to me
good
at all.
Good job on the definition there.
Just turn herself down. Yeah, so I guess when you're saying reservation backwards, you just turn yourself down. Monica, round two.
All right, so round two. Though sometimes you get there and you want to know what the chef's special is.
See, so that would be...
The soup of the day is...
Soup of the day. Soup of the day sounds like such a... thing, a dated thing.
It really does, and I'm always confused why people still have it.
What is the soup of the day?
I still ask.
Like 1980.
Soup of the day.
The soup of the day.
Yeah, it's the same soup that it was yesterday. They just picked a different one to say out loud.
This one restaurant in town makes me laugh because I've lived here for 18 years, and they have a board that says today's specials. It has not changed in 18 years. It still says today's specials.
Well, thank you.
I think it's written in Sharpie. They make it look like it's marker, but it is. Okay, so Monica, the soup of the day is, you're going to hear it two times backwards. I am going into the soundproof chamber, so here we go with your time one. It's now.
Say yes, Nibabusa.
We now get ready for time two.
Say yes, Nababuse.
Say yep, Ababuse.
I don't even know if you tried. I'm questioning.
What? Don't you know what you won last time?
I'm questioning the effort that you put into that.
I did.
You know what? She's that kid that's got to do her oral book report. You know, go up there and they go, Moby Dick was a good book.
That's what it was.
The Whale is Jonas by Monica Brooks.
The end.
The end. Thank you. Or the kid that gets put in the play, because remember, everybody had to do the play.
Oh, yeah, and he hated his lines.
Yes, I love the play.
I am the ghost of Christmas present. You better change your ways, Ebenezer Scrooge. Thank you.
And they walk off.
Walk off. I never wanted to be in the play as a kid, and I always looked for what part had the least amount of lines, and that would be the one that I would sign up for. Because no one would ever sign up for that one. I'm like, I would like to be a young janitor. Could I do that? Yes, there we go. Or I was always a big fan of narrator. If I could be narrator.
Where you could just read it off screen.
Yes. Because here I am. Now I am narrator all the time. Okay, have I gone yet?
No, you have not.
Okay.
It's your turn.
No.
You're distracted.
Like, what's going on? Yeah. The soup of the day is...
Say yes, Nibabusa.
Okay.
Okay.
Say yes, the babusa.
Say yes, the babusa.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, I'm trying to put some feeling into it, at least.
You both said, say yep.
Okay.
And I didn't hear that either time.
I just feel good that you said Monica wasn't trying. I felt like I tried. So at least there was
that's
that.
That's good. That counts.
That was mine. Let me ready these two clips. We're going to hear it. The soup of the day is time one. Well, here's Monica's.
Say yep, ababuse.
Yeah, right. It's just no, say she, yep, bababoo.
Yeah, she was done.
Yeah. Are you one of those?
Y'all don't hear it? I thought it would sound good.
Are you a fan of the Howard Stern show, Monica? Did you just baba booey us? Is that what happened here?
Say yep, ababuse.
Yeah. Yep. It's a long con. She's been on the show for 10 years just to say baba booey one time. Let's reverse it. We're listening for the soup of the day is.
It's baba, yes.
Say and then it's pretty good.
It's baba, yes.
Yeah, good thing not is, bad at all.
I'm winning this round anyway, so too bad.
Say yep, ababuse.
Yep, sounds like a win when I flip it around. Here we go.
Yes.
I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, I think you won that on your
correct.
Own, Zach. Yeah.
I sound like an old man, but because that's who would ask is a very old person.
But if
person.
You were a waiter, it sounds like you were throwing up as you were saying it.
The yes.
It's split pea and it's gross. It's green and it's yucky.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
So for the last one,
okay.
We have our tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the show today, Zach was saying how much food he had. He had too much food.
Yeah.
And so I can
that's
only
right.
imagine if I went to Zach's house, I would need a doggy bag
right.
to go.
The OG to-go plate.
Yeah. I'm going to need a doggy bag.
Okay.
I do declare.
I do declare. Put that in there for you guys.
I'm going to need a doggy bag.
Apparently, I have come up from Alabama for the weekend and to have some dinner, and I'm going to need a doggy bag, y'all. Here we go. I'm going to hear it two times. Monica, you head on into the soundproof chamber. I'm going to need a doggy bag. Here we go. Time one.
Yeah, big boy, didn't walk my.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, big boy, didn't walk my.
Happy boy, believe more, more.
I have no clue. I have no clue.
When I heard it the first time, I thought, okay, I got a good vision of this. And I heard it the second time, I'm like, I'm ready. And I feel like I screwed it up.
I have no clue.
I messed it up, Monica. I think I
what,
screwed it up.
What, are you doing it again?
I know I'm not doing it again.
That's right. You're not doing it again.
Good call. I like that one. See, that's a good recall right there. Big fan. You're going to hear, I need a doggy bag. I'm going to need a doggy bag two times. Here we go.
Yeah, big boy, didn't walk my.
You will now hear it a second time.
Yeah, big boy, didn't walk my.
Debbie don't need Manda. That's mine sucks.
Did yours?
Did you
fall down the steps while you were saying?
I did.
I feel like your words are falling down the steps.
My tongue tripped over my teeth or something. I don't know what happened.
It was an old version of the thong song. Dong, thong, 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 bong, bong.
Okay, Zach won. Yay!
You don't know mine. I don't know if mine was any better. I have no idea. I'm gonna need a doggy bag.
Happy boy, believe more, more.
No, I don't know. Let's find out now when we reverse it. What do we get? I'm going to need a doggy bag.
I'm going to need a doggy bag.
That sounded pretty good to me.
Oh, man.
That's good.
That sounded pretty good.
That's pretty
that's
dang good,
stuff.
Good to me. Let's see what Thong the Thong 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 came up with over here.
Debbie don't need Manda.
Just falling down the steps. Humpty Dumpty, just down the steps with your words.
But slowly down the steps. It's just a bonk. 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 Just a
Debbie don't need Manda.
Bonk.
What the heck?
Okay, I'm going to need a doggy bag. Here we go.
I'm needing one doggy bag.
I don't know what you needed there. You needed something.
So there was alcohol at the party, you
yes,
know.
Yes, there was.
I'm needing one doggy bag.
I just threw up in my own underpants. I don't know what's going on.
While that was very entertaining, I got to give it to Zach because Zach won the game.
Yes, you do.
Donk, donk, badonka, donk.
Congrats.
That's what it's all about.
I don't know what happened there.
You know what happened there? Magic. Magic happened there.
Yep.
Would you like to do it again? Because you can't. It's over. I win.
No.
Monday Mount Rushmore is next. It's summer.
Yes.
Summertime. We had the longest night of the year a couple nights ago. I think everybody's kids were buck wild and running around and didn't want to go to bed. So you're having a cookout. You're having a BBQ. You got all your mains. But what's on them sides, man? You got to figure out the four quintessential sides of all freaking time. You can start texting in now to 52353. Your Mount Rushmore is next on the K92 Morning Thing. It's time for the cookout. What you bringing?
The K92 Morning Thangs Monday Mount Rushmore.
It is the summer.
Yes.
If you couldn't tell by the sweaty butt crack humidity of yesterday.
Oh, good. Great. It was rough.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday was nice, unexpectedly, in parts of the listening area. Uh-huh. There were thunderstorms.
Yeah, it rained out of nowhere.
Martinsville, though. Blacksburg area in particular. A lot of the Roanoke area, though, did not see that rain. And then it was not that humid at night. An unexpected fire pit.
Oh, that's nice.
Popped up at Zach's house.
Well, it's definitely that time of year, and it's definitely the time of year to do cookouts and, you know, socially distance, be safe, wash your hands, use your own utensils. Mm-hmm.
Nah, forget it. I say we just lay on top of each other, no masks, mouth kissing, and just forget it.
Just get a bunch of those, like, sporks that are in, like, plastic bags that come with a napkin and a knife. Mm-hmm. Like, get some of that plastic utensil. That's what people use from now on.
That's what it is. No, I say we do buffet and we don't even use tongs. We just use our own bare hands. It works out great.
But, yeah, so it is time for cookout season, and now we need to figure out, on the Mount Rushmore, we're going to take those presidents off, and we're going to put up sides. So not the main, not the entrees, but those sides that are so vital, so important. Because I would make the argument that sides actually make the cookout. Like, you remember a good side. Like, ribs, burgers, hot dogs, chicken, whatever. Yeah, but the sides, you're like, hey, who made this?
Yeah, the sides sort of, you know, they stand out. It's a lot... there's so many different ways to do things. Mm-hmm. There's so many different recipes. You know, a burger's a burger's a burger. But then them sides is what puts it all together.
Yes.
It's the partnership. It's the marriage. I mean, you can't just be a good-looking person. You gotta have that side dish to go with
you. There gotta be some depth to it.
So we're trying to find the four barbecue side dishes.
Uh-huh.
And Antoine, I'll give you the floor here.
All right. So I want to start with... I was going to go with potato salad, but I'm not going to go with potato salad. That may end up there.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going with baked beans.
Okay.
Baked beans, it's a good one. And it goes with whatever meat you're cooking. It just fits in so perfectly. Even if you put a little bacon in your baked beans. I don't know if you do that, Zach.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, yeah.
That's because I'm an American. Thank you very much. So you're darn tooting I'm putting bacon in there.
So I'm going to put baked beans. I'm going to start with baked beans.
Okay. Yeah, baked beans is definitely that sort of summertime classic. It's one of those ones, too, where you don't... Everybody loves it, but then you don't really ever do it any other time. Like, it's kind of just... For its special occasion. Uh-huh. It's like stuffing at Thanksgiving. God, stuffing is great.
It
goes
perfect with
it. And we never make stuffing the rest of the year. So it does seem like one that makes sense to be on that Mount Rushmore. So baked beans, what we're going to do here is we're going to come up with four. And then if you are furious because yours is not on there,
right,
then you can text in to 52353. Monica Brooks, I give ye the floor. What say ye?
Because I had baked beans and I was thinking potato salad, but it's always there, but I never eat it. Like, I don't know why. I just don't. But, so I'm going to go with a dip.
A dip.
I don't know if people, you always have a dip.
Dip. Do I just write a dip?
Because I don't want to say the dip, seven layer dip
or
something.
Not that, no.
That's not that.
Mm-mm. No, I think.
But a dip.
I think you have to, I'm sorry, I got to put your feet against the fire. You have to pick a specific dip. You can't just say any dip because that would include seven layer dip.
Yeah. And don't you dare say seven layer dip or I'm leaving this conversation right now.
Okay, well, I'll say your dip. Zach, remember you you had a dip?
My
dip. I didn't try it. But yes, your dip. You had
a dip. So I just try your dip.
Do I write a cream cheese dip?
Zach's creamy dip. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, some kind of dip. What was it? It was a dip that was delicious because it was gone.
It's a bacon and hearts of palm, which sounds weird, but it is. It's got Swiss cheese in it, too. It is the best dip ever. But that's a tough one to put on Mount Rushmore for everybody.
It's going to come down.
Right.
Just so you know, it's
Zach's
coming down.
Creamy
okay,
dip.
All right. Well, macaroni and cheese, would that be one? No.
There you go.
Okay. For a cookout?
Yeah. Why not?
See, I don't love it for a cookout.
I don't think it's for a cookout.
I don't love it either, but it's better than Zach's dip.
Oh, it's definitely better than Zach's creamy
dip. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think, have I ever had macaroni and cheese?
I have.
At a cookout.
I've had it at a cookout.
I'm okay with it, but to me, mac and cheese is more of a Sunday dinner in the fall kind of thing because it's all warm and heavy and thick and cheesy, and I don't want it when it's 157 degrees out. But we'll go ahead, instead of putting Zach's creamy dip on here, we're going to say mac and cheese. I'm going to weigh in with corn on the cob, my friends. Corn on the cob. Oh. It's, I mean, what says summertime more than just that corn, that ear of corn, children getting corn stuck in their teeth, the dog eating the cob and pooping it out later. Oh. All sorts of summertime fun.
I've never been a part of that party.
So that's that's three so far. Now, potato salad has been kicked around a few times here.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's just actually been physically kicked around.
Yeah, and I'm good to put it on there. I just didn't know how you guys would feel about it.
Well, I
would
also want
like macaroni and like macaroni salad, would that be
like a pasta
the same?
Salad?
Would that be just fall in the same?
Well, yeah. we can argue that in a minute when it comes. Maybe that kicks out mac and cheese or something like that. Uh-huh. There's another one that has already come in by text that we all know Monica is openly hostile to, which is coleslaw. What? Coleslaw is one that many people love. Let me flash back to last year when Monica said this about coleslaw.
No, mac and cheese has to be on there. The person that came in after Josh with coleslaw. What are you doing?
Oh. Monica's very awesomely hateful of everybody else's
item.
What are you doing?
Okay.
So no to coleslaw. I mean, so that's a no to coleslaw then?
I always wondered that at KFC when someone orders a coleslaw. I think that, what, you didn't realize there were other options? Like, what happened
here? What are you doing?
I like coleslaw, but not that much.
No.
Text 52353. You guys should taste my grandma's recipe for coleslaw. I mean, you're just going to spit on his grandma? Is that what this is?
No, I respect grandma.
Grandma need to make something else. What are you saying? You're rude. You're so rude.
Be like, man, you've been alive all these years and this is the best you've come up with?
Y'all are terrible.
That is so bad.
I know. I know, Monica. Shame on you. So do you need to stand up for coleslaw?
What are you doing?
That was her response to your coleslaw. Here's what we're going to do. Let's call it this four for right now, and we'll get a verdict next. The four are baked beans, mac and cheese, corn on the cob, and I'm going to put potato salad in there because it's been mentioned two different times. So those are the four. Do you want to fight against Monica in the ring on coleslaw? Is there something else? Text in now to 52353. Let us know. Monday, Mount Rushmore, the verdict next.
The K92 Morning Thangs, Monday, Mount Rushmore.
We are trying to get to the bottom of your cookout.
Yes.
You have four side dishes. You're only allowed four side dishes on earth at your cookout.
And that's it.
What are those four? Right now we have baked beans, mac and cheese, corn on the cob, and potato salad. I feel like at least one of them is going to have to be removed.
I agree.
Possibly two. Katie would also like to add that this is her favorite clip of all time.
What are you doing?
That.
It's mine too. I am Katie.
Monica's just...
I mean, they were talking about coleslaw for Thanksgiving dinner?
At Thanksgiving, yeah.
Well, yeah. How about coleslaw for a cookout? Because there are plenty of people that say coleslaw. Jennifer and Pulaski has also texted in about coleslaw. They want to know where that slaw at and does it belong on this Mount Rushmore of sides?
No.
You say no, just no.
No.
No. No.
You put it on a barbecue and hot dog.
Yeah, you put it on a hot dog and a barbecue. It's not its own side.
So it's not, you'd say it's fine to have, but it's maybe if we were doing the top eight. Like if it was MySpace back in the day and it was your top eight, maybe it would be number seven or number eight.
I treat it like it's a condiment. Like I have to put it on something else.
Sort of like relish.
Yeah,
you know, have a big bowl of relish. That does make sense. I think baked beans and corn are safe on this list, but mac and cheese and potato salad to me are both in danger, and I recommend, according to the text, and my thoughts on this now are the macaroni salad, which continually has been brought up on the text, so like a pasta salad, and the deviled egg. Like the deviled egg really only comes out for special occasions, sort of like baked beans.
Okay.
And it's good. Pick it up. You pop it in your mouth. Deviled egg. I'm going to put those out there.
But a hot egg on a hot day.
I don't love deviled egg, but they're always, they are always at like my family's cookouts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My family loves them. They're always
there. Because
we love
a hot egg on a hot day. Thank you very much. That's why you have to eat them. You eat them right away. The problem with deviled eggs is, boy, you get caught up real fast in the deviled eggs and you don't even realize what you've done. Because it seems all, oh, look, it's a deviled egg. And it's really, it's just one bite. Pop it in your mouth. It's done. You think, oh, these are delicious. Let me have some more. Next thing you know, you're like, I just ate a half dozen eggs.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm full.
Really quick.
My mother loved to cook some deviled eggs.
Protein, baby. Got your eggs.
I hate the smell of a house when people are making deviled eggs. So
I think pasta salad kicks out mac and cheese. Because that's sort of like you get one pasta. And again, to me, cookout feels like that pasta salad. Mac and cheese, I guess that's fine, but it's almost just hot steaming pasta salad, if you want to argue it that way. So is that final one the deviled egg? Is it the potato salad or is it the slaw, baby?
I would say...
I say deviled egg.
I would vote for potato salad because the deviled egg is just an egg with potato salad on top of it.
All right, Monica, break the tie.
Mmm. I'm going potato salad. It's always there.
Always nope.
Zach is sad.
Because it's always there.
I know, whatever. But it's the potato salad. It's always there.
Ah, gang up on me, fine. Okay.
Just saying.
Then we'll do it. Baked beans, pasta salad, corn on the cob, and potato salad. If you don't like it, go complain to Antoine and Monica, because they're the ones that came up with that 52353.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.